This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A spokesman with France's government said on Sunday French President Emmanuel Macron will have a call with U.S. President Joe Biden in the next few days amid a diplomatic crisis triggered by Australia's cancellation of a submarine contract with Paris. France said on Friday it was recalling its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra over a trilateral security deal also involving Britain, which sank a multi-billion dollar order for French submarines. The spokesman told news channel BFM TV, quote, President Biden asked to speak to the President of the Republic, and there will be a telephone discussion in the next few days between President Macron and President Biden. The scrapping of the contract struck in 2016 has caused fury in Paris, which claims not to have been consulted by its allies. The Australian government, however, says it had made clear its concerns for months. Australia's second largest city will exit its coronavirus lockdown in late October if vaccine targets are met under an official roadmap released Sunday. About 5 million people in Melbourne have been under stay-at-home orders since August 5th, the sixth lockdown they have endured so far during the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials in Victoria State, which includes Melbourne, announced those orders would be lifted when 70% of people 16 and older are fully vaccinated. They project that target will be reached around October 26th. The announcement comes a day after several police officers were hurt and more than 200 protesters were arrested at a violent anti-lockdown demonstration in Melbourne. The city spent almost 4 months in lockdown last year and has been recording hundreds of new cases each day, despite enforcing strict lockdown rules. This is VOA News. Philippine boxer turned politician Manny Pacquiao declared Sunday he will run for president in 2022, ending months of speculation about whether the legendary fighter would seek the country's top job. The eight-division world champion and beloved national hero made the announcement weeks after losing what could be his last professional fight in Las Vegas. Pacquiao, who entered politics in 2010 as a congressman before being elected to the Senate, has long been expected to take a jab for the country's highest office. The 42-year-old is deeply admired in his home nation for his generosity and for hauling himself out of poverty to become one of the world's greatest and wealthiest boxers. His boxing credentials, along with fighting poverty and corruption, are likely to be key themes of his campaign. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's party on Sunday blamed, quote, incompetence after the opposition's first ever primaries were suspended due to what organizers said was a cyber attack. Voting in the primary elections to find a candidate to challenge the conservative longtime premier was suspended on Saturday after a system crash just 2 hours after polling started. Opposition leaders blamed Orban and the government for an attack, saying they got, quote, scared that masses of people wanted to express their opinion and vowing the historical process would resume on Monday. After years of bickering and a string of landslide losses, the diverse opposition has united to seek to push Orban from power in elections in April next year. Polls so far indicate an unpredictable parliamentary election for the first time since Orban came into power in 2010. Russians vote on Sunday, the final stretch of a three-day parliamentary election that the ruling party is expected to win after a sweeping crackdown that crushed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's movement and barred opponents from the ballot. Navalny's allies were barred from running after his movement was banned in June as extremist. Other opposition figures alleged they were targeted with dirty tricks campaigns or not allowed to compete. A liberal opposition politician in St. Petersburg says two identically named spoiler candidates are running against him to confuse his voters. The Kremlin denies a politically driven crackdown and says individuals are prosecuted for breaking the law. Both it and United Russia deny any role in the registration process for candidates. And select Hong Kong residents voted for members of the election committee that will choose the city's leaders. The first polls Sunday following reforms meant to ensure candidates with Beijing loyalty. Find more on that at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.